Good evening, welcome to Football Extra, and welcome to Lens. That is the venue that plays host to the first of our live games tonight here on Sony 6 and Sony ESPN. It's the big one, certainly with regards to the home nations, with regards to the United Kingdom, near neighbours. Today they are arch rivals, England against Wales. Roy Hodgson's side arriving at the stadium just a short while ago. Wales, well, there's not as much pressure on them going into this game. They have the 3 points from their opening match. England have the solitary point from their opening game. And there is Gareth Bale. Does the team revolve around him? Well, he scored a vital goal in the first match of this tournament. What will he do tonight? It's the first of your live games. We have three in total for you this evening. Lens, playing host. That game getting underway in just under an hour's time. It is, of course, Group B. And then a little bit later on, Group C, we focus on the biggest game of the evening. Ukraine against Northern Ireland. And then the late kickoff, also near neighbours, arch rivals. Bit of history between these two sides. Germany against Poland. That game from Saint-Denis. Is there more pressure on England than Wales because they don't have that victory from the first game?
The pressure's, of course, because they need to win. No, they have just 1 point. Wales is more relaxed just because of that, but I think it would be a tough game. Both wants to win.
It's a little bit different, isn't it, this year, the tournament, because there is 24 teams, which means you have that extra game to possibly qualify with a third place finish, don't you?
It's different, this tournament, because before, if you lost the first game, the second game,
you could be out.
And now you have another chance in the third game. I think the third game will be better than the first game, because the first game, we maybe mentally, you know that you have more chance to qualify.
Right, let's have a look at the sides ahead of kickoff, England and Wales. England first, same side, Robbie.
Yeah, I'm not surprised, actually. I know there's a lot of talk with Vardy coming in, and maybe that might have been a better option, obviously, to stretch the Wales defence. But I think, look, we'll get Rooney and Ali will play very close. Sterling and Lallana will drop, so all the play will be in the midfield. But I think we're relying on, obviously, the likes of Rooney or Dier to get up and support, obviously, Harry Kane that little bit quicker. Sterling and Lallana, you know, 45-plus minutes, they were good. But what let them down, you know, on a number of occasions was the final ball into the box.
The Welsh side, Deco, they have played so far in this tournament and they're qualifying three at the back, three defenders. Italy, the only other side that do that. Will they change that today or will they keep the same defensive three at the back?
I think they play well. It's not normal when you are playing the way they play. They have good game, the first game. I think they need to maintain the team.
Because the question is going to be about an area you know well, which is the midfield, isn't it? Whose midfield will dominate this game? The Welsh midfield or the English midfield?
Normally when you have more players in the midfield, you control the game, but doesn't mean that you control, you have more possession, but I think they keep balance when they on the midfield, when they put one defender to go with the strikers.